from rockoutjapan.com. It's Nihongaku Radio episode 11. As usual, I'm your host, Jonathan McNamara, and what a show! You made it. You made it to Japan Night 2012. It's 1 week away, and so for this episode, we're going to be talking about all the bands that are in town in Austin for South by Southwest for Japan Night and just touring normally. And there's a lot of them. There's a ton of bands. As a matter of fact, if you take a look back through the history of Japanese bands that have played South by Southwest, you would find such notable bands as Acid Mother's Temple, Avengers in Sci-Fi, Balbora, Bleach, Buffalo Donner Club, Electric Eel Shock, El Garden, The Emeralds, Fantastic Plastic Mr. Hot Shots, Howling Guitar, Husking Bee, iDep, Psychedelico, Luminous Orange, Mad Capsule Markets, Makirinka, Orange Candy, Artist Ska Band, Original Love, Papaya Paranoia, P-Land Stereo Pony, Sun's Owl, Sugar Plant, Supercar, Titan Go Kings, Tsushimamire, Belt Punch, you get the idea. There have been many, and this year's South by Southwest is no exception. But before we dive into the music, let's take care of some housekeeping. For those of you that don't know, Japan Night isn't just at South by Southwest, there's also a tour that accompanies it. That tour this year will be stopping in Chicago, New York, San Francisco, LA, and Las Vegas. However, not all of the bands stick around for the tour. Most of the bands will be at Japan Night. The three bands that will be continuing the tour are ZZZ's, Nokies, and Chaos. So if you can't make it to the Elysium in Austin, Texas on March 16th to see the Japan Night kickoff, make it to one of those other cities. Whatever you do, don't miss this show. It's going to be a great show. I mean, I've listened to the bands. You're about to listen to them too. So why don't we get started? First up on our special South by Southwest Japan Night focused episode of Nihongaku Radio is Nokies with a song called We Are News in the Dance Floor.
Okay, I know whenever for next dream, but you know it's no excuse.
Heard Saito Johnny's song Going Home. You'll get the chance to see Saito Johnny at Japan Night in Austin, as well as the Japan Preview Show on the 15th at the Grackle, also in Austin, Texas. The Japan Preview Show is a free show, not an official South by Southwest showcase. Anybody can go. All the bands that are playing Japan Night will be there, as well as a few extra excellent Japanese bands. Before that was Lagi Tagida with a song called Drastica. Lagi Tagida will also be at the Japan Preview Show. And starting off that set was Nokies with We Are News in the Dance Floor. Great band. If you get a chance to check out the video for that song, I highly recommend it. Make a big deal about the fact that it was shot with iPhones. It looks pretty good. You know, the content is good. The content is good. I won't comment anymore on the cinematics. We'll just leave it at that. But great band. Great song. Starting off the second set of music for our South by Southwest Japan Night focused episode is the Akabane Vulgars on Strong Bypass. This is Wet Boy Elegy on Nihongaku Radio.
Yeah. Thank you.
heard Chaos with a song called Ogre of the Cherry Tree, or Sakura no Oni. Chaos is a little bit different from the rest of the bands on the Japan Night Tour. They play some traditional Japanese instruments. They also have a sword dancer, so it's a very visual experience. Again, don't miss the show. You're gonna miss out on sword dancing. Don't do that. Before Chaos was ZZZ's with a song called Dystopia. Now, if you caught Japan Night last year or the Japan Preview show the year before that, you probably saw a band called Histoic Vein. I've mentioned this on the show before, but Histoic Vein kind of split up. ZZZ's are the drummer, guitarist, and bass player from Histoic Vein with their own band. They just started playing live at the end of last year. Relatively new band, but I think making some strong progress. And starting off that set was a sweaty, grungy song called Wet Boy Elegy from the Akabane Vulgars on Strong Bypass. Now, all three of those bands will be playing Japan Night and the Japan Preview Show on the 16th and 15th, respectively. ZZZ's and Chaos will be on the subsequent Japan Night tour that's hitting Chicago, New York, San Francisco, LA, and Las Vegas after the kickoff show in Austin during South by Southwest. Now, as I mentioned earlier in the show, Japan Night is the big Japanese showcase at South by Southwest every year. It's very established. It's been going on for 17 years at this point. But there are other Japanese bands that play South by Southwest pretty regularly, too. And one of them, and I can't stress this enough, they're the hardest working band I've ever seen, P-Lander Z. I don't even know how many shows they're playing during South by South this year. I've tried to keep up. I can't count that high. They're playing a shit ton of shows, and they're playing almost all of them with Electric Eel Shock and a band called Gaga Kirisei. And let me tell you something about P-Lander Z, alright? This isn't just a music show. I mean, this is a full-on entertainment experience. There's human bowling, there's a squid guitar monster, they wear costumes that are sort of reminiscent of Power Rangers. I mean, it's fantastic. They're from a planet called P-Lander Planet, where they are all extremely handsome, and as a result, we are all very, very ugly. So in honor of the hardest working band at South by Southwest, here's P-Lander Z with Ninja High School on Nihongaku Radio. You just heard Electric Eel Shock with a song called Scream For Me. Damn, I love that band. I mean, seriously, go listen to Electric Eel Shock right now, I promise. If you like that, you won't be disappointed with anything else. Before that was Gaga Kirise with a song called Uma. Gaga Kirise will be playing along with P-Lander Z at P-Lander Fest at the Grackle on March 17th. That's the Saturday after Japan Night. It's going to be a big show. It starts at noon and it goes till 7. Like I said, Gaga Kirise is definitely playing that show. But as I mentioned at the top of this set, P-Lander Z, they're playing so many shows. But P-Lander Fest at the Grackle, March 17th, starts at noon. That's one to be sure to see. I'll be putting together a blog post about all the shows that P-Lander is playing in Austin during South by Southwest, and there's a ton of them. So if you want to make sure you see P-Lander Z, log on to my site, rockoutjapan.com. I'll have a handy blog post about where they're playing and who they're playing with and what time and all that kind of good stuff there. So check it out. And of course, starting off our third set of music was P-Lander Z themselves with a song called Ninja High School, which is great. It's a great song, not as good as So Many Mike. So seek it out. Go listen to So Many Mike, and then you'll know why it's a good song. Well, I have a little bit of bad news about our next band. The band is Triple Nipples, and they're actually no longer going to be playing South by Southwest. They were supposed to play P-Lander Fest, but I checked the event page on Facebook today, and they have actually canceled. Not totally sure why, but they're out. But they've got this great song called LSD, so even though they're not going to show up, they were supposed to, so we're giving them some credit. Here's Triple Nipple starting off our fourth set of music with a song called LSD, right here on Nihongaku Radio.
I'm
You just heard The Rubies with a song called If Everyone Can Dance to the Music, the World Will Become a Better Place. Man, I agree with that. Interesting thing about The Rubies, two of the members belong to a band called The Emeralds. Do you see the pattern? Do you see it? Yeah, I thought you did. They formed this new band called The Rubies, but they're very associated with The Emeralds. You can tell them apart because The Rubies wear red pants. That's their trademark. The Rubies are actually scheduled to kick off Japan Night in Austin. They're also playing the Japan Preview Show on the 15th. Before that was another band with a name change. That was Pinky Piglets, who are now referring to themselves as Tokiwa. The song was You and I. And if you like that, you'll be happy to know that you can catch the Pinky Piglets with their own South by Southwest showcase at Swan Dive on March 14th at 8 o'clock. They'll also be playing the Japan Preview Show on the 15th. And starting off that set, man, I'm really sad I'm gonna miss this band. That was Triple Nipples with a song called LSD. I made this point earlier in a blog post on Nihongaku, but the most important thing I can tell you about Japan Night is that the bands that play this stage, more often than not, become the next big bands in Japanese music. Flip played a couple years ago, Avengers and Sci-Fi have played, Noodles, Pillows. There's so many bands that are now huge. They're blowing up. They're great bands. They also played Japan Night. So if you're paying attention to Japanese music at all, this is a crucial show to see. So check the show notes for this episode on rockoutjapan.com. I'm going to include a lot of information about where you can see these bands and their official website so you can go listen to more of their music. And I'll have the full listing of Japan Night shows, and I'll have some blog posts about when P-Lander Z and all of the bands associated with P-Lander Z are going to play. So hopefully it'll be helpful and get you out to some shows. That's the goal here. I'd like to thank Audrey Benten from Benten Records and all the bands of Japan Night for supplying music for this episode. Sadly, a lot of this music is not currently available in the US, so I went through the bands themselves, right? Cut out the middleman. And it was great. They were very responsive and they were really interested in sharing their music with all of you. So big thanks to all of you guys for helping out. I'm looking forward to seeing you at Japan Night. If you'd like to hear previous episodes of Nihongaku Radio, you can find them on my site, Nihongaku, at rockoutjapan.com. There you'll also find blog posts and musings and ramblings from me. You can also find Nihongaku Radio at annie.mei, which is a great site for anime, manga, and Japanese cultural information. Or if you'd like, get new episodes as they become available automatically by subscribing to the show on iTunes. Regular listeners know that I like to end the show with a giant robot anime theme song. But since this is a special South by Southwest Japan Night episode of the show, I'm ending it with something else. I've saved what I think will be the best band of Japan Night for last. The band is called Vampelia, and the song is called Northern Lights. Now, I saw Vampelia last year at the Japan Preview Show, and I can't fully describe what I saw. There was a clown laughing hysterically the entire time. There was a cross-dressing operatic singer. There was some sort of mongoloid woodcutter who blew snot rockets out of his nose. It was intense and, frankly, a lot to take in. But there's a lot more to Vampelia than just sort of like the surface elements of the band, the shock and awe of the band. For example, the band features Boredom's ex-singer Toyohito Yoshida, who's great, and also the Animal Collective's Rusty Santos helped produce the band's first album. He thinks they're going to be a big deal. I do too. So to end our show, our special South by Southwest Japan Night focus show, here's Vampelia with Northern Lights. See you at Japan Night.